The limiting story destroyer. This eyes closed process will help you destroy the limiting stories you habitually tell yourself that hold you back, so that you can let go of blocks and move forward. You may also choose to do this eyes closed process for real. So, for now, take a moment to make yourself comfortable, sitting or laying down. And if for any reason you should need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. So, take a deep breath in. Hold that breath. Close your eyes if you haven't already. And as you let go and relax, you can notice the most relaxed part of your body. Now, take another deep breath in and hold. Let go and relax as you bring to mind a calming and wonderful looking old building. The doors open and you walk into the hallway. A kindly old man is there and tells you that you are expected and that you have a message. He shows you the way through the hallway, along a passage and to a door marked library. You step through the doorway into the most beautifully ornate library and walk towards the desk. The smell of old books and the cooler temperature of the room put you in a more relaxed, calmer, and quieter mindset. Sitting down at the desk, you see an old journal and a letter. The letter is addressed to you. It's from the future. It's from you in the future, reassuring you that everything worked out just fine. Life is just perfect, and everything that happened for a reason that is now all over, all happened to present you with opportunities to learn and grow. Some of the learning opportunities presented you with understandings that have allowed you to move forward in the direction that is right for you and achieve, experience, and enjoy many wonders. The sooner you laugh at misfortune, find the golden lining in the cloud and understand deeply, deep inside your unconscious mind and your other than unconscious now. Deeply down inside, you make changes that last for the rest of your life, creating ripples that move forward, allowing you the opportunity to grow. Now, the letter also tells you that one of the best things you can do to let go right now and go into a place of more calm and relaxation is to take the journal in front of you and open it up. And on the first page, you are to write down something that you want to let go of. Something that may be blocking you from manifesting into your reality, the experiences and also the material things that you desire to have. Now. Allowing abundance to fill your being, knowing that the universe is infinite in abundance, and you can have the things that you want and use the things that you are capable of using and enjoying and supply enough for everyone to have the lifestyle and the things that they are capable of using and will use and enjoy. Because we all want different things, desiring different ways of life and experiences from life. And as something comes to mind that is a block to your abundance, you're right in the universe to make you alive and the life of other people around you better by having and using something new you can prepare to let go of, and the sense of the block or the topic of the blockage or an image of the blockage is written down or painted into the journal. Imagine seeing the words written and the imagery drawn. You bring to mind this block. The words describe how you felt about it. They describe what was there, the things that you saw, and the things that you said to yourself and others said. All things pertaining to that block are written on the page of the journal, following the instructions of the letter from the future. You tear out the page from the journal, and at the top of the page, name the blockage. A single word or phrase that represents that blockage at the top of the page. The page is then folded in half and placed inside an envelope. You get up from the desk. And just as it says in the letter from the future, you go out through the door in the opposite side of the room and out into the garden, where a bonfire has been built and a group of people are all gathered with envelopes in hand. As you take your place near the bonfire, you take a moment to connect with and smile at and notice the people around you are all people just like you, wanting more for yourself and family and friends around you. You see a man with a lit torch in hand. He walks across the courtyard and towards the bonfire. The fire lights the flames and begins to burn bright. You remove the page from the envelope and tear it in half and in half again, screwing the pieces up and holding them high. You thank the name of the blockage for the lessons, the learnings, the life opportunities they gave you. and then throw them onto the fire. Thank you, hear everyone simultaneously say thank you as they release into the fire all the blocks. Thank you, I now release you. And as you watch, all these memories of the blockages burn in the fire, they are gone forever, just like the past. And they are always gone. Where you are now is where you are, and it's today. And you watch those memories burn and realize that just like that burned paper is now gone forever, so is the past. It can never come back. The only thing you have now is today, the present. And the present is inside you. Can make sure you share the present with others you meet. Can share the good time and the laughter with you. Are clearing the way for more of your average perfect day to manifest now. As the music plays, you can allow everything that has happened inside the library and the garden. Integrate and infuse with energy inside so you can replay them as you sleep and dream tonight. Inside, now. Your unconscious mind knows how to reenact this process over and over as you relax and sleep and dream tonight. Having thanked the blockage that taught you some lessons that you have released now, it's time to reorientate yourself back into the here and now. You can open your eyes, fully awake, and feel a surprise of how good and light you feel from letting go.